You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate for financial freedom. And in today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you what's going on in the economy and why we're about ready to hit a wall and crash badly, and how you can be prepared and escape all this carnage that's coming. We're going to show you how to do it. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I got to share with you, well, we're going to be talking about the economy and how things are going to crash, but I do have to share with you that we just had our Income Building Live Conference 2026, and it was absolutely amazing. Like, all the speakers were students and attendees of past conferences. So what's happened in the past, when I had my large conferences, I would get other big name speakers to come and speak. They did fine, but it's hard to resonate or to like relate with somebody who's already got, you know, so many properties and, oh, I've got billions of dollars of this and billions of dollars of that. It's not really relatable. And I thought, because I had another friend that puts on another large event, he said, you need to get the attendees that have gotten success, have them come up and speak. All your students, all the people that have been a part of it. And I did that. And we had 8 of our students come up and speak, and they did an amazing job. Now, they're not public speakers. They were nervous, but they're investors. One of them, and you heard, actually, no, I've been releasing some of the students' episodes on this show the last couple of weeks so you can hear what's coming. But Income Building Live was amazing. 200-300 people there at the event. It was life-changing for so many people. And so I've been telling you that I'm not going to be putting on Income Building Live, our big, large 3-day conference anymore, that I was closing it down. But honestly, when I was going through it the first day, I was loving it, loving every minute of it, talking to people, helping people, speaking on stage. Everything was so amazing because people, they were just beaming ear to ear, like smiling. They were so happy that they are learning about investing, or they're scaling to 10 properties. They got 2 or 3, 4 or 5 properties. We even have people, investors, that have large apartment complexes that are coming. So every type of investor comes to this. And that night, I was with my mastermind guys. We were just brainstorming what's going on, how we can make things better, like what do we, you know, for the next days. And one of them looked at me, and this is a private mastermind, just my friends. I've been doing it for, I don't know, 7, 8 years now. And he says, Dustin, you're stupid for closing down Income Building Live. I said, oh, come on, don't tell me that. It's so much work. Well, long story short, hotels are the hardest part to work with. Just, they're so expensive. And when they were telling me, the hotel was telling me how much coffee was. I said, what? Can you speak into my good ear? I thought you said coffee was $25 a gallon. They said, no. Not at all. It's $125 a gallon. I was like, what? $125 a gallon? So anyways, hotels and these events are so expensive to put on. And then people wait until the last minute to buy tickets, which just stresses me out. And so I quit my job so I wouldn't have any stress. But putting on this event got me stressed. Then talking to my mastermind guys, this is a beautiful thing about having a mastermind, is when you have a mastermind of other high-level, either business owners, real estate investors, or people at your level that are even probably beyond you, they have better perception. Like, if you hold up a bottle that has a label on the outside, imagine you being on the inside. You can't read the label on the outside because you're in it. What somebody like a mastermind, they can see the label on the outside. They could tell you what's going on. They're third party, which means they're also impartial. They want to help you, and they see all angles. And what they said was, Dustin, you need to figure out how to remove that pain point. I said, okay, well, what if I just rented a venue hall? What if I rented a big space that I didn't have to worry about room blocks, which means, you know, guaranteeing like $200,000 worth of rooms. Like, if nobody shows up, I still got to pay those. Instead of worrying about that, food and beverage and all that minimum of $50,000 or $75,000 or $100,000, instead of doing that, what if I rented a venue hall? I started thinking, well, I am an investor. Why would I rent? why don't I start making money from, instead of a hotel where I'm losing money, why don't I buy a venue and rent it out? I'll be able to use it and other people will be able to use it. And then instead of paying like 300 grand to a hotel, that's going to go a long way for the mortgage, and then I could rent it out. My goodness. So anyways, we're going to be doing Income Building Live in 2027. It's going to be in the fall. We have a year and a half away from there, but be on the lookout for that. It's going to be amazing. And the reason why I share with you that is because as I was talking to all from the stage, you know, presenting, what I talked about last week is the same thing we're going to be talking about this week, but I'm going to go in much more in depth on everything. So last week I talked about something's going on in the economy. There's crazy things going on. And at the conference at Income Building Live, I shared, this is the point that you need to take away from Income Building Live and this talk right now. It's not that you should invest in real estate. I've been telling you for the last 10 years that you should invest in real estate. Yeah, you should. It'll be help get you financial independence. You get a freedom, all that good stuff, which is great. But honestly, this episode today is not that you should invest in real estate. It's that you must invest in real estate. That's really what it comes down to. You absolutely must invest in real estate for your future. I think, and it seems like I mentioned this a little bit on the last episode, the wealthy and the elites, they want to get rid of us middle class. They want to get rid of all of us. Well, way to do that is so that take away your jobs. Anyways, we're going to walk through this. Now, I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm going to talk through everything that I'm seeing in the economy so that you can hopefully be prepared. And I want to be direct with you today. The employment landscape, or like where everybody's working today, honestly, it is disappearing. If you're counting solely on your job to make money to provide for your family, to feed them and build them wealth, we need to talk, because the foundations of this entire thing is cracking. Just weeks ago, Oracle announced 30,000 job layoff. That's the workforce reduction of 30,000 programmers, engineers, architects, technical professionals. Well, these white-collar jobs are disappearing. In fact, Elon Musk, he said, I think 2 years ago, that at least 50% of all the white-collar jobs will be gone in the next 5 years. Now, that might be over-exaggerated, might be under-exaggerated. We don't know, but we just saw Oracle laid off 30,000 programmers. So now most millennials were told, hey, you don't want to be a stupid plumber. They're just dumb. You don't want to be an electrician. You don't want to go into trades. You want to be a programmer. You want to be a programmer because you're going to be making so much money, sit on your butt, and you're going to be totally fine. You're going to love it. Guess what? All of those jobs gone. Literally gone in the blink of an eye, because AI has taken away all those skills that they were taught and have. AI has destroyed that. And because of artificial intelligence, it's eating away their jobs right now. But here's what's worse. This isn't the only crisis going on. Even though AI is eliminating almost all of the high-skill, high-paying jobs, private credit markets are seizing up. And you might be thinking, what in the world is a private credit market? I completely get it. We are heading into what economists are calling private credit crunch. Simultaneously, we're locking in geopolitical standoff with wars and all these other bad things with central banks trapped by stagflation, which we're going to get into all this. They're unable to rise interest rates because it'll crush the economy. They're unable to lower rates because it will just make inflation explode. This isn't just hyperbole, meaning I'm not just making this up or an example or kind of overstating it. No, this is actually structural. And you might be thinking this AI layoff of Oracle is just a random thing. No, the Oracle layoff is not an outlier, which means like a one-off thing. It's the canary in the coal mine. We are seeing it all across tech, finance, consulting, and increasingly across all knowledge and all work of sectors. And unlike past automation waves, honestly, this one's absolutely different. When factories automated 50 years ago, you could retain a job as a service worker. When retail moved online, some jobs shifted to logistics, warehousing. But AI isn't automating one job category. It is simultaneously replacing programmers, customer service reps, legal researchers, financial analysts, content creators, and even designers. There's no obvious next job waiting. What we're witnessing is the compression of white-collar work. Companies like Oracle aren't just losing these 30,000 employees to do the same work. They're getting AI to do it with just 5,000. That's permanent jobs gone. And that's not a recession. That's structural unemployment in skilled sectors. And here's a kicker. These are people who should have been insulated from being laid off. Tech workers, engineers, and programmers, they were told these skills were golden, that they'll never go away. And they built their lives around that promise and that premise. They bought houses, $200,000, $300,000 salaries. Well, what happens when that job is gone and it suddenly disappears? It's not their fault, obviously, because the job is just taken away. It's not their lack of skill. It's just that their skill is now a commodity. And the commodity is software commodity. Commodity means you can just buy and sell it. It's very simple, like gold, silver, pork bellies. If you ever see Trading Places, the movie Trading Places, you talk about pork bellies, frozen concentrated orange juice, and gold, and all these other things. It's a commodity, which means you can buy and sell it very, very easily. Now, the trend, Oracle layoffs 30,000 tech workers. Now, in the job market appears strong right now, but quality is declining. AI is displacing or getting rid of high-wage workers. And in the next 3 to 5 years, most of those will be gone. And also, although high-skilled workers, they're going to have to figure out other ways to make money. We're going to be making even less money. And also, on top of that, the government has come out and said this last month, we lost 90,000 jobs. 90,000 jobs were lost, or there are less people looking for work, where they originally said 50,000 increase, but now it's a 90,000 decrease, which means the economy is getting worse and worse and worse, and people are getting hurt. Now, that is one part of the things that I'm seeing, and it's proving that if your job's gone, how are you going to be able to provide for your family? That's why you should invest in real estate. It's that you must invest in real estate. But here's some other crazy things going on right now. The private credit time bomb. There's a time bomb going on. In fact, Jamie Dimon, who's the CEO of the Chase Bank, he came out and said, I think it was like 5 months ago, that the private credit market, there are cockroaches that are now being scurried out because there's so many problems. Now, I had no idea what private credit was until I started learning this, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, well, obviously, AI is eating up all the jobs. There's something else happening in the financial system that very few people know about or even paying attention to. It's the private credit market, and they're breaking down. And this is potentially more dangerous than all the job losses. For the last decade, private credit has exploded as an alternative to traditional bank lending. Private equity firms, hedge funds, other non-bank lenders have been lending trillions and trillions of dollars to businesses. Now, obviously, it sounds fine, right? Except these loans are largely unregulated, very, very bad loans, and incredibly risky. When the first crisis hits, it's I said when and not if private credit markets will freeze. It already is happening. When funding dries up, businesses can't refinance anymore. They borrow money to help them run their business, and they keep a revolving line of credit. But when that dries up, they can't do it anymore. And when layoffs happen, AI comes in, they don't have customers coming in anymore. So when businesses can't refinance, they lay off workers or go underground and try to figure out different ways to do it. We're not talking about 2 or 3% unemployment bump. We're talking about unemployment surging to double digits and simultaneously having job losses from AI automation. And on top of that, if you remember back in 2008, when we had the real estate market crash, that was because of the subprime loans. Basically, loans were given out subprime, which meaning there was below prime rate of interest. But what they were doing is they're giving out terrible loans to people who could not pay them back. Well, now there are, I think it's like $380 billion, billion with a B, of private credit given by banks and other institutions so that they now are actually losing because these companies are not able to pay back these loans. And so banks are being seized right now. So the Federal Reserve won't be able to save us because they're trapped in stagflation. We can't raise rates and we can't lower rates. And also, the bigger point on top of that, if you're relying on your employer to be stable, you're making a dangerous assumption that that private credit bomb is not going to go off around you. But if it does, your employer, even though they might not be using the private credit, the companies that they work with, the people that and their customers, they might have, and they might be affected. Some are saying that this private credit time bomb is bigger than the subprime loans. And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that. And how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets. This is scary. Like, I'm trying to tell you this because I just learned out about this like a week or two ago, because another bank just got closed down, because and they basically said, okay, everybody has, we've lended money. Now you want to take out, let's say you have $1 million you want to take out. You want to take out of the bank, put in your pocket because you want to save for a rainy day. They're limiting you to only taking out $5,000. I kid you not. Think of the old Christmas movie that there was a run on the banks. It's a Wonderful Life is what it's called. And what happens is everybody tries to pull out all their money at one time. And the bank says, we don't have that cash. You might have given it to us, but we've lent it out to this guy who built his house with it. And he's paying us back money and we're paying you back. So the cash is not physically here. And so that is what's currently going on right now with this private credit crunch, this problems that are going on in the economy. It's looking really, really bad because this will trickle down to everybody. And then when banks start to fail, you know the government's probably going to step in and just take our money. And so there's something else you must know that your government is potentially thinking about, but it has been done before. In Greece, I'm not sure what year, it was like maybe 2012, I believe, but in Greece, instead of a bailout, in America, we did a bailout, which means they took money from the taxes, they took our money out of taxes and gave it to banks, which is evil, in my opinion. You're stealing from somebody to give to the other. That's one way where you're, you know, through taxes. Here's another thing. In Greece, they did this. Instead of a bailout, they called it a bail-in. Get that, a bail-in. Now you might be thinking, what in the world's a bail-in? A bail-in is when the banks say, well, hey, we have a problem, we need more money, and we already have the money. Why would we worry about going to the government and getting taxes and having them give us a loan or, you know, give us this money? We already have this money in your bank accounts. We're going to freeze all your bank accounts. And that's what's going on with this private credit crunch right now, where banks are going under. At least one already has. And now all these companies, banks, they're limiting how much money other businesses can pull out. And so it's a run on the banks from other businesses. And they're saying, we lent you the money. We need that money back. They said, well, we don't have your money. We lent it to Joe, this plumbing company, or lent it to this people. But what it really comes down to, they lend it to each other. And the biggest point I want to make and help you understand, private credit is a silent bomb that could go off at any moment. And honestly, just like the subprime loans in 2008, it looks like it's going to happen pretty soon because banks are already drying up. Businesses that look solid today could be forced into bankruptcy tomorrow because of their funds drying up. Also, banks would even close their doors because they are hurt so bad. Now, the next thing that's going on right now is stagflation. Stagflation, this is a trap right now. When I say trap, it's a conundrum. It's like they can't do both and they can't do one or the other. They're stuck. So the central bank, which I got to tell you, if you don't know already, the central bank, it's nothing. It's not a federal. It's not a government organization. It's a bunch of private banks that control our money. Our monetary supply is what it's called, but they control our money. It's terrible. I don't need to get into it. Look up our central bank and the history of it. You'll go down a rabbit hole. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is not good. But anyways, let's get back into it. The stagflation trap is here. Here's where it gets really troubling. We're not in normal economic environment right now. We're in stagflation. That's stagnation plus inflation. Slow growth, meaning the economy's not growing, plus high prices. In a normal recession, inflation falls, and the Federal Reserve can cut rates to really stimulate the growth in the economy. In a normal high inflation environment, where, you know, it's already inflating, the prices are already going up, well, there's strong growth. There's growth in the economy as well. And the Fed can raise rates to cool things down because it's inflation's going high. They raise rates to bring inflation back down. Stagflation is completely different. It's the worst of both worlds. You cannot cut rates aggressively because that would reignite inflation. You can't raise rates because that would crater the economy. The Fed is paralyzed. They can't move. And the paralysis means that they can't respond effectively to the next crisis. Now, I will say one caveat is they shouldn't be doing any of this anyways, but that's just, this is the world we live in. Now, look at gold prices also as well. Gold skyrocketed. Silver has skyrocketed. And then now it's crashing back down. The stock market is also on crazy terror where it's now coming down. We're in a, it's called a bear market. That's bear means it's coming down and more people are against the economy. And so the market pricing for everything, it's really uncertainty. And inflation fears is really running everybody's in certain directions. When gold is volatile like that, it means investors have lost faith in the currency. The money that we, I'm going to say money, it's currency. It's backed by the federal government. Money's completely different, but our dollar is currency and it's not stable. And here's the key takeaway that you need to have. In stagflation environment, real assets hold their value. Cash doesn't. It gets eaten up by inflation. Stocks, well, if a business crashes, then your stock is gone. Volatile and unpredictable. Bonds, you know, people invest in bonds. Well, it's very dismal returns and you hope they'll be able to pay you back. But real estate is a hard asset that produces income. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing that you make money from that. You borrow money to buy the asset. You make money. You make money over time. It gets you out of taxes. And it's tied to real economic activity. Here's the great thing. If there is a crash or a recession, something bad goes on, people still need a place to live. And you'll be able to rent it to them. And when the currency is unstable and your job is uncertain, real estate's the one of the few things that keeps you whole, where you can keep paying for your bills, keeping the roof over your head, and keep food on the table. And the next thing that I'm seeing is the geopolitical turmoil and wars going on. And none of this is happening in a vacuum, which means like it's just local right there. We have active wars expanding globally. It's terrible. We have supply chain vulnerabilities. Gas is literally $8.50 a gallon, if not more. We have trade tensions with other countries that are just on a razor's edge, and each of these adds another layer of risk to our economic stability. Wars disrupt supply chains. Supply chain disruptions push prices for energy, food, and goods up higher. That feeds inflation. And all these geopolitical uncertainty makes central banks even more cautious because they know inflation could spike suddenly. And all this is happening while we're dealing with AI job losses and fragile credit system. I just told you about the private credit market, how that is going to collapse really soon. This is a convergence of all these crises all in one. And I want to share you the core problem with relying on your employment to make you money. Now, let's be very clear about something. Employment is not an asset. You cannot give your job to your kids. It's not wealth. Your job is an income stream. And if you don't work that hour, you don't get paid that hour. And like any income stream, it can be cut off suddenly. Like at the drop of a hat, somebody says, you're fired and you're done. You can be great at your job. You can be essential and you can have 20 years of experience and you're still laid off Tuesday morning and you're done. It's not theoretical. It's happening to 30,000 employees at Oracle right now. And now just imagine if you're one of these employees. If you have a mortgage, you maybe have a car payment, maybe you have kids in school, maybe you have 3 to 4 months expenses saved up if you're lucky, if you're blessed to have that much, and suddenly your income's gone. What happens? You start tapping into your savings. You get another job, huge pay cut, because you can't find the same job because they have already taken it. And if your spouse's job is also vulnerable in this in any sector, if they could, then you're in serious trouble. You start missing mortgage payments, your bank forecloses on your home, you lose your home. Honestly, this is a terrible scenario that's very, very likely. And remember, it's not that you should invest in real estate, it's that you must invest in real estate. And honestly, real estate is your only financial lifeline. If you do not invest in real estate, then you're not going to be making money if you don't have a job. So the reason why real estate matters is because you have rental income and it's not coming from an employer. It's not coming where you work an hour, get paid an hour. Even there are certain government organizations or government funding programs that it's like Section 8, that the government will step in to help other people pay rent. Well, if you own the property, you're still making money from those rents. This is massive. And it's also passive. It's a master passive income. And it depends on you buying the property beforehand so that you have these properties. And honestly, when you have a job, it's so much easier to buy a property and make cash flow. And another thing about real estate is that it is inflation protected. In fact, it's inflation proof. Stagnation environment, all the rents rise because property values rise. You're not holding onto dollars and those being devalued. You're holding onto a tangible asset that makes you money. Again, I must state that inflation does not affect me at all, because when inflation goes up, my rents go up. Another great thing about real estate is you multiply your returns. You can control $500,000 worth of property for just a fraction of that of money as down payment. You can't borrow money to go invest in stocks, but you can borrow money to buy real estate that makes you a huge return. Another amazing thing, your mortgage, a 30-year fixed loan, that's fixed. Your mortgage does not go up. And then over time, rents go up. So you make more and more money every single year because your mortgage eventually would go away in 30 years. Isn't that amazing? And then also, you can insure, you can put insurance on your property to protect it from damage. You can protect it. You can't really insure a stock. And when you are having trouble with paying your mortgage, if you had one property made you $1,000 a month in cash flow, then that's $12,000 a year. That goes a long way to help paying for all your bills. And if you had 10 properties paying you $1,000 a month, that's $10,000 a month. I'm sure you can get along pretty well even if you lost your job with $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. And another thing about real estate that's so amazing is that every 15 years, real estate doubles in value. Absolutely doubles in value. And $150,000 a home that you're making $1,000 a month, in 15 years, it goes to $300,000. 15 years later, it's $600,000. It's absolutely insane how you can just continue to grow your wealth and then give that to your kids. Well, you can't give your property to your kids. You give your real estate to your kids. Now, you need to get your first property within 60 days. If you can get your first property in 60 days, which my students are doing all the time. In fact, that was something I coached everybody at Income Building Live, how to get their first property within 60 days. You get your first property in 60 days, you start generating cash flow. And then you start having that money for buying next property, the next property and the next property, and you keep storing it. And I want for you, the goal is to get to 10 properties as fast as possible. In fact, I think you should be able to. Well, you just heard Alex. In a year and a half, she got to eight properties, basically, where she's making income. And she needs to continue to create income just like you. So we want to get to one property in 60 days. And then within 2 years, we want to get to 10 properties. Because who knows, it might come tomorrow where all these problems, but it also might not. It might take a year or two. Now, you might be thinking, well, Dustin, I don't have money for a down payment. Well, down payments is just one way, like a mortgage is just one way to get properties. We know how to buy properties where people give us their properties, where they have a 2% mortgage and we take over that property, pay their mortgage, and they say, thank you for taking that from me because I can't, I just lost my job to AI, I can't afford it. So thank you so much. And then we rent it out. Now, another thing that people might be thinking is, well, prices are too high right now. Well, yes, prices are pretty high. But at the same time, we don't buy in California. We buy in good areas like the Midwest. I mean, you have Texas, Arizona, Tennessee is where I invest in. Those are great cities, but you even have like Indiana, Oklahoma, all these other cities, they're gonna be really, really good for you to invest. And here's a big thing. When you're investing in real estate, you do not want to be a landlord. Even though you are, you want to be a business owner and an income builder. That was what Income Building Live was all about. Become an income builder. When you're an income builder, you are able to make money every single month. You don't want to be a landlord. You don't want to be a mom and pop where you're pulling your hair out because you can't collect the rent because you found a bad tenant and all these bad things. We hire other people to do all of that. Now, what I want you to do is focus yourself on investing in real estate. Buy your first property in 60 days. And if you want me to coach you, we have that as well. Check the links in the description. We will absolutely coach you how to do this. In fact, we had so many people join our coaching program over at Income Building Live that we have so many people that we can help. It's so amazing. I even have four people coming to me and say, Dustin, we don't have any time, but we have lots of money. I have lots of money and I want you to, I just want you to buy the properties and you build the business and then I take that over. That's another thing I've been doing for people. I buy the properties or we buy the properties. I do all the work. I give them my business model. Oh, it's just, there's so many ways to help you. This episode is hopefully scaring you into investing because honestly, I want you to be scared because I'm scared. I'm scared because I have no clue what's going to happen. Things are looking insanely crazy. It's not that you should invest in real estate. It's that you must invest in real estate. Trust me, this will save you. My kids, their future is secure because we have like 30 plus properties that they, if they need to move into one of those homes and live, they're paid off, then they can do that. So it's not you should invest in real estate. It's you must invest in real estate. Start now. If you want me to coach you, get my links in the description. Go to masterpassiveincome.com. You can find the coaching page there. But I super appreciate you. I want you to become super successful, not even have to worry about AI, not worry about inflation. Thank you so much. Get my free course. Text the word rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. And I'll see you next week.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys. We'll see you in the next show. See ya.